unless you're living under a rock, you probably heard the news a while back that Bill Cosby got out of prison and that it was all kind of a procedural thing. It was not based on the merits of whether he was innocent or guilty of the charges against him, just the technical way the law carried out. And now this week, guess what we hear? Mr. Cosby is none too pleased about having spent the last 2 years in a lockup, and he wants money for it. Maybe even upwards of about $100,000 for being locked up. Well, my next guest might have something to say about that. He's the former acting Pennsylvania Attorney General and the former Montgomery County, Pennsylvania DA, who actually inked the original deal with Andrea Constand that had given immunity to Bill Cosby and started the whole ball rolling. Mr. AG, thank you so much for joining me. First, your reaction to the news that Bill Cosby thinks he should be reimbursed for the time that he spent in lockup.
Certainly doesn't surprise me that he would seek a recompense for being locked up. Actually, I think it was almost 3 years. From his perspective, remember, the Supreme Court's ruling was that the prosecutors in Montgomery County acted reprehensibly in going ahead and locking him up when they were warned by me in writing, privately and in advance, that arresting Cosby would have this eventual outcome. So I don't believe that there's anybody in America that would enjoy being locked in the state penitentiary for almost 3 years, knowing that the government intentionally did so while the government was also aware that they should not have done so. So that doesn't surprise me in the least. This is still the United States. Even if you're Bill Cosby, you're still a United States citizen and you're presumed to be innocent. And even as we sit here today, all of us are required by law to presume him to be innocent. And as a result, by definition and by law, the government of the United States, through the district attorney of Montgomery County, held an American citizen in custody against his will for almost 3 years. And I don't think that he should be surprised, or anyone should be surprised, that he wants to be compensated for that.
And do you think he's going to get his compensation, and will it require a formal lawsuit? Like, what's the process and what will he get likely?
Well, I would think that there's almost no question that if he files a suit, he will prevail. The question is what the damages would be calculated as. And I can't even sit here and guess what that would be. The county will be covered by insurance, and the insurance company will make a business decision on what that amount is to be, or else they'll go to trial. So no actual individuals who are responsible for this will be required to pay that judgment. It'll just be the insurance companies, unless, of course, the insurance company decides that the conduct of the Montgomery County officials was so reprehensible, as the Supreme Court says, that they disclaim coverage, and then there would be a fight over how the coverage is paid out. But, I mean, there is, as a matter of law, he's been held in custody improperly by Supreme Court decision, and there's no question that the county of Montgomery is going to be liable.
So, and there's where I want to drill down. And correct me if I'm wrong, every state's a little different, so Pennsylvania may have something unique that I don't know about. But as I understand the law, it's around $50,000 for every year that you're wrongfully incarcerated. And it's not about exoneration. It's not about being proven innocent. Sometimes it's just about the procedure, which is this case for Cosby. So if that were the case, you know, my rudimentary math would have him at about $125,000 or so. But are you saying there may be more, like there may be punitive that the taxpayers of Pennsylvania may have to cough up for Bill Cosby's incarceration?
Doubtful. I believe that Montgomery County maintains insurance just for this reason. And it could be a fight with the insurance company whether they pay or not, because the conduct, again, as the Supreme Court said, was reprehensible. That might take it out of the ordinary area of coverage. I believe the $50,000 figure that you're referring to comes from a law that Governor Wolf recently signed. And I think that that's a minimum number. If he can prove his damages are greater, then I think that number could probably go up. And there could be some measure of punitive damages assessed. We have to wait and see as far as that goes.
Well, I would hate to ask you to read the tea leaves, but I'm gonna. Let's just say that insurance isn't going to cover this and the taxpayers are left footing the bill. What kind of punitive damages could we be talking about? Hundreds of thousands? Millions?
Well, the taxpayers have already footed the bill in the five or six figure range already because of the massive investigation, the two trials, the sequestered jury, bringing a jury in from another county. So, I mean, huge amounts of money have been unnecessarily spent. And that directly came out of the taxpayers' pocket. It would seem to me unlikely that an insurance company would not have to pay out. But if they did not have to, yes, I think you're probably talking tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars that would have to come out of the taxpayers' pocket. I don't see that happening, but I can envision at least one scenario where an insurance company would decide that individual people made decisions that were so bad that no insurance company could have anticipated a public official acting that poorly and saying that they're not going to pay, and then there'd be a big fight with the insurance company over whether they're liable or not.
But for some protesters who were out, you know, in front of the Montgomery County Courthouse saying, you know, leave Bill alone, the prevailing wisdom is that this guy is not innocent. That's what the public opinion feels. He's a bit of an OJ character in a lot of people's minds. And so the taxpayers may not mind so much that they foot the bill for the prosecution that put him away. But I think they would be really aggravated if they figured, as this thing says on the bottom of our screen, Bill Cosby stands to make a fortune, certainly if it's them paying his fortune. And I will add to that, sir, that Mr. Cosby himself has been saying he wants to get back out on the road. And if his good name has been tarnished and he can't get the gigs he thinks he should get, well, then that's just big old libel and defamation that's costing him the rest of his livelihood. That could cost Pennsylvania taxpayers, couldn't it?
I suppose you could construct a scenario where that would be the case, yes. I mean, let's remember, no one in the history of the Republic has ever been found innocent. You're either guilty or not guilty. So the issue of whether he's innocent or not never comes into play. But once the government proves somebody guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, then they're guilty. If the Supreme Court says that the government failed to do that properly, they go back to being not guilty. They're never found innocent. It's impossible to be found innocent.
Right. Well, certainly, I think if you're Cosby, I think you're saying somebody owes me a lot more than just the days that I was eating bologna sandwiches. They owe me for the livelihood I should have had because he thinks he's still a performer. I guess I'm just going to button it up by one question, and that is, could he make millions and millions off a case saying that his brand suffered because of the prosecution?
The answer is yes. The improper incarceration is just one component of it. The fact that the government knowingly and intentionally and recklessly ruined his reputation with prosecutions that the law would not permit and should not have ever permitted, and that they did so with such blatant disregard for what the law is, and in this case, probably to win an election, I think all of those things added together rolled into one meet the standard where he could, in fact, receive a great deal of compensation for what Montgomery County, the district attorney's office, did.
Bruce Castor, it's a delight to talk to you. Being in law and justice, I could spend a whole week going over this case, but that's the time that we've allotted for this. But I do thank you for your insight, and I sure hope it doesn't amount to taxpayers making Bill Cosby even richer off of this very sad, sad case, especially the number of accusers out there who feel they've never achieved justice. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Since I live in Montgomery County, I agree.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so coming up after the break, what about Mr. Cosby's prospects out there on the open market? Would you go to a show? Would you pay good money? Would you go through the picket lines? And by the way, how do the comedians feel about Mr. Cosby hitting the road to make more money in his career. You're going to hear about that from some pretty famous folk coming up next. You know, aside from those millions that we as taxpayers may be on the hook to pay Bill Cosby, the comedian once known as America's Dad and then as inmate NN7687, he could be back on stage because his camp says he wants to perform again. But that requires a venue that'll pay him and an audience that'll buy the tickets. Joining me now is a very funny man in his own right, comic and host of the Daily News and Analysis podcast Stand Up with Pete Dominic. So, Pete, what do you think about that? Do you think the comedy world anywhere is going to accept this guy back in?
No, I don't think, you know, it depends on how we define the comedy world, Ashley. But if we're defining the comedy world by the comedy community of comedians and comedy clubs and industry agents, managers and so on, no, it would be terrible for any of their brands. That being said, when Cosby was at the height of these allegations before he was actually arrested, he was still selling tickets. And let's not forget, it was an actual comedian, Hannibal Buress, who called him out on stage. I mean, most of the people in the comedy community know who the bad guys are, who the bad players are. There's whispers. And I certainly knew that about Cosby. Personally, I knew one of his victims who actually never came forward. So your last guest mentioned, you know, maybe he had his reputation tarnished by the prosecutors and so on. No, Bill Cosby destroyed his own reputation by assaulting so many women, including some that I can tell you right now, because I know of one that never came forward. So the comedy community is not going to open him. No comedy club is going to host him, I'm sure, no matter how much money they're going to bring in for that one show, because it means the rest of the shows may not be attended in the future. It could actually close down a club, in my opinion, not to mention, who's going to see Cosby? I'll tell you who. Some people that really don't like him, and they're not going to give him an easy time when he's on stage.
Well, that actually brings up a good point, but not before I do my due diligence, and that is that defamation is if you say something about someone on TV and affects his ability to make money. And so I have to say, well, he hasn't been charged or convicted of any of the allegations so far against him, despite the numerous pile-on of allegations
against
him.
Yeah, but he admitted.
So let's talk about... Yeah.
Just to be clear,
though. You're right about that. He did admit those quaaludes.
Yeah, I wasn't making a legal argument. I was making an ethical argument. You understand this a lot more than I do. But he did admit to drugging women. And yes, so, I mean.
He said, I use those quaaludes for the purpose of, you know, having sex with women. Okay, listen, I got less than a minute left, but I need to get this. So if he does find some venue somewhere that will say, sure, I'll take your show, do you think there'll be the opposite picket lines? There were picket lines, you know, for Cosby. Do you think there'll be picket lines against him now?
For sure. Oh, no doubt about it. But again, still, even if he does go on stage, people will get into that venue no matter where it is, and they will heckle him, and he will not want to go back out there because there will always be people his entire life, the remainder of his life, anything he does publicly, anywhere he goes, certainly people are going to say something. And it's not fun to be on stage as a comedian, whether you're famous or not, and say something and have everybody yell at you. That is his future if he ever goes near a stage. I am sure of that.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that. Hey, Pete, thank you for that. You can see Pete live at City Winery in Boston, July 26th. Pete Dominic, good to always have your voice.
And I know you have John Stamos coming up, right?
He's coming up. That's right. He's coming up next. Successful 80s sitcom. He was here with the details of a brand new podcast he's got, The Grand Scheme, Snatchin' Sinatra. And he's also going to share his thoughts on Bill Cosby and a comeback that Cosby really, 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 really wants.